You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, I've been waiting for this interview all day. Let's skip all the pleasantries. He knows how I feel about him. He's one of the top five football voices in all of the world. We head to the phone line right now to catch up with Yahoo Sports senior NFL writer. He is also the host of the Yahoo Sports podcast, which is a must listen wherever you get podcasts from. Therese Paylor joins us on the drive. Therese, very busy day, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Including some really good examples of why I'm pretty clear about when I'm reporting something and when I'm not on Twitter. So what's the dismay of some guys, like, I got to be clear when I'm reporting stuff because stuff gets aggregated and taken out of context. A lot of times, though, by being clear, it helps people kind of understand where people are at. And I think that's kind of where the Chiefs are at.
No, that's fair. All right, Therese, in this, I'm going to ask you some reporting stuff and some of your opinion stuff. So work with me here. Let's start with this. What are you reporting? What is the latest regarding the Chiefs' interest in Jalen Ramsey?
I reported 7 hours ago that I think the Chiefs are going to continue to monitor the quarterback situation. I don't expect a hard push for Ramsey. At this point, the Chiefs have a lot of cap space, but they also have to pay Mahomes, and I think they want to try to get something done with Chris Jones. I think that Ramsey's a player who, based on talent alone and value at his age, is worth some first-round picks as well. We'll see if that's what he ends up getting. If he doesn't get that, it's because teams have concern about his fit in the locker room. It's my understanding that despite the way this thing is twisted and turned for the last 7 hours, I'm not changing any of that. Like, I think that's all locked in. I think that's where we're at right now.
Okay, Therese, so help me with this. This team needs a corner. Everybody that watches them would come to the conclusion that that's the biggest hole on their team. Arguably the best corner in the NFL is available, and the Chiefs are hesitant on acquiring that player. Why is that, in your opinion?
My opinion would be, and I actually said this on my show on your station a couple nights ago, my opinion is if the Chiefs were not interested in acquiring Jalen Ramsey, who's somebody who on the field, I believe, has the ability to give this team a 94 Deion boost, right? It would be for reasons other than football, concern about fitting the locker room, that type of deal. So if this is something that didn't come to pass, I would assume that has something to do with it, just because, as a football player, he's special, he's terrific, he's great, all that stuff, and he's still really young, and he fits actually with the timeline of your other, like, young guys, your other, like, star guys. So you've got that part of it. Jalen wants to get paid, we know that. He reported the training camp in a Briggs truck. you have to make some choices as far as who you're going to pay. I think we know Mahomes is the absolute zenith of priority. I think that's something else that you have to consider too. Like, would he be willing to come here without a new deal? Maybe that's something you'd have to think about then if you're the Chiefs, but, he's Jalen Ramsey. Like, if he wants to get traded and get a new deal upon the trade, he can do that. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now, and that's my opinion on it.
Therese, so if you had to rank maybe why the Chiefs are concerned and hesitant on acquiring Ramsey, between contract/compensation, so not just the two first-round draft picks, but also making him the highest-paid cornerback in the NFL, his personality and maybe fit in the locker room, or his style of play where he wants to primarily play zone, and this team might – or he wants to play man, but this team might want to play zone. How exactly would you rank maybe their hesitation out of those three things?
I'm actually not sure. I think it's a very good chance it's a mix of all those things. How much one is over the other, I don't know. But, he did do a press conference today. and it was an interesting press conference. Jalen's a really talented, special guy. The football fit is obvious. So if a team doesn't jump into that head first, what else is there left than concerns about the other stuff? So,
Therese, is it an either or when it comes to Jalen Ramsey or Chris Jones? Is that what we're talking about, at least at this point?
I don't know. I don't know that. I think they'd like to get something done with Chris Jones. I think Chris Jones would want to be here, but it's about coming down. You know, guys, it's about coming up with the deal that fits best for both sides. And Chris Jones has to sing for his supper. You know what happens. You know, most of those guys play well in contract years. So, you know, if Chris Jones has another huge year, and I will tell you something, Chris Jones was amazing on Sunday.
Yeah.
As a run defender, as a pass defender, he was so disruptive. If he puts that together for 16 games, he's going to have another huge statistical season. And at that point, he could demand to get something paid, something just shy of Aaron Donald. That's the thing, man. When you don't pay guys early, you know, they normally play really well. So I wouldn't say it's an either or. You know, I'm not necessarily sure that's the case, but I think that if you're the Chiefs, you do have to be conscious of how much money you have and how much you'll have going forward, and making sure that you leave yourself some flexibility. But to that, you know, Sean, I'd also say, you know, he's such a special player. He's such a special player. You just kind of have to think about what factors from a common sense perspective would have to be in play to keep you from pursuing a guy like that big time, in a big time manner. Because he is a really special player.
That's just it, Therese. How dangerous is playing the waiting game for the Kansas City Chiefs? Because it's something we've talked about the entire time. They didn't make the move in the offseason. They didn't make the move through free agency. They didn't make the move in the draft. It looks like they're kind of waiting to see what happens in season. And after 1 week, Minkah Fitzpatrick became available. After 2 weeks, Jalen Ramsey became available. I don't think, in fact, I know there's not going to be a better cornerback that comes available better than Jalen Ramsey. But how dangerous is the waiting game that the Chiefs seem to be playing?
Not really dangerous. I mean, you know what would be a dangerous waiting game? Doing that with Patrick Mahomes. you don't mess around with quarterbacks. From the Chiefs' perspective, like, you know, Chris Jones had one, like, really sweet, like, awesome year, right? And my guess is that you want to just see it again. And if he does it again, you know he's special and you're willing to pay, you know? But in general, Sean, you know, playing the waiting game is risky. You know, it is in this league because the better players play, the more leverage they end up having, and they can start, you know, holding out, wanting to get traded, that type of deal, and the more money they end up costing. So it is a dangerous thing in general. But this is also just business. And they did get one part of that done by getting Tyreek extended, right? So no matter what, like, they're not in a position where they'd get you know, screwed by Chris Jones. You know, like, they could always franchise him next offseason and then trade him and at least be able to get something. You know what I mean?
Therese Paylor, right now we're talking to him from Yahoo Sports. Therese, I have two more questions about cornerbacks. Let's say that both players are available, Patrick Peterson or Jalen Ramsey. Which player would the Chiefs rather have in your mind?
Well, here's what we know about Peterson. He'd be cheaper because he's an older player. He's close with Tyrann Mathieu, which I think matters. And he's just at the tail end of his prime. So he's never won a Super Bowl. So you can reasonably think that, you know, by the time he comes, by coming here, he'd be completely bought into the team concept and, like, ready to, you know, do what it takes to win. You know, both those guys, I don't know if you're the Chiefs or you're in a position to be super picky because you got a Super Bowl team, but a lot of people don't necessarily think you have Super Bowl corners. But I think because Patrick Peterson's a little bit older and theoretically should be a little bit more mature and really, really caring about, really, really caring about winning at this point, there's probably less risk with bringing him in if, you know, you have some concerns about how Jalen will fit into this team.
Therese, yesterday you were talking about Minkah Fitzpatrick, and obviously he went to the Steelers, but you said the Chiefs were involved and made calls to try to acquire Minkah Fitzpatrick. What can you tell us about this team's interest in trying to trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, they were interested in him, and they were aggressive about it. That was the guy they were interested in, and they just got outbid, basically, guys. Okay? And I get it. He's a guy that if you're the Chiefs, you got to be interested in him. He's 22 years old. He's right in with your young guys, man. He's right on the – he hasn't even tapped into how good he's going to be yet. And where the Chiefs are going to draft in the first round this year, they weren't going to get a player as good as Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's already got a year and a half of experience. That much I can tell you. But the flip side of that is that because the Chiefs were drafting so late in the round, made it easy for them to get outbid. Pittsburgh made a really bold move, guys. They're 0-2 with a quarterback that hasn't proven it yet. You know, they're like a couple losses away from, like, you know, the season from hell type stuff. Where we saw with the Spurs in 97. We saw it with the Colts in 11. Like, a key player gets hurt, and all of a sudden you find yourself, a contender finds itself in the mix for the number one pick. Minkah Fitzpatrick is a good player. He'll help them win. He'll give them a better chance to win every week. But, you know, if Rudolph struggles, that's a team that could finish in the top eight, you know what I mean, which is in position to get Ben's replacement one day. So that's a huge gamble is what I'm trying to say. And if you're the Miami Dolphins, if the Chiefs and Steelers are offering you first-round picks, one of those things is not like the other. It's not even close. So you got to do that one. You got to – I was like, oh, you guys actually might – give us a top 10 pick. We got it. Great. Let's go. Like, they had to do that. But the Chiefs were in on them, and that made it easy for them to not get out big, because it's a mortal lock the Chiefs are finishing with a pick from 28 to 32.
Therese, last question here. I understand that right now Jalen Ramsey's value is sky high. Two first-round picks, plus you have to give him a new contract. Let's say that things change, because they typically do, and let's say that the price drops. Let's say it's a 1 and a 3 or a 1 and a 4. Would that change this organization's stance on trading for Jalen Ramsey?
I don't know. I think he's a special player, and I think that you could talk yourself into some stuff if, you know, the price wasn't so high. You know, if – you know, he was willing to come here without the extension, or, you know, maybe the price on the picks fell, you know. I will say this. I do believe in the talent, obviously. And if he came here without the extension and, like, had to play for his money, and this is just Therese talking, I do think there's, like, a chance that that guy would fit in well here and, like, you know, be a good soldier and, you know, because he hasn't gotten paid yet, you know. Now, he's probably a guy that you wonder what happens when he does get paid, but if he came here without the extension part of it, you do kind of wonder, like, hey, you know, he had every motivation in the world to just fit in, ball out, and then sign the highest, and then become the highest paid corner in NFL history. You know what I mean? But I don't know exactly how he's wired. I think, you know, she's have to do their research on that, and, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see. You know, see that you're asking me some good questions. At the bottom line, man, we'll know how concerned teams are about Jalen's person by the compensation the Dolphins get. I'm sorry, by the compensation the Jaguars get, okay? If it's just like a first and like a third, it's because teams are worried about X, Y, and Z. He is worth two firsts and probably a third, because he is an unbelievable corner in his prime. By the flip side, if he didn't have some of these concerns, there's no way they'd make him available. This is not a guy you should be trading. So it's an interesting situation, man. I can't wait to see what happens.
That is Yahoo Sports senior NFL writer Therese Paylor. Be sure to download his podcast with Charles Robinson. I listen every week. It is the Yahoo Sports podcast. He is one of the best reporters in all of the world. Thanks, Therese.
Hey, thanks, T-Bot. I appreciate it, man.
That is my guy, Therese Paylor. I got the sense that the Chiefs don't maybe want Jalen Ramsey the way that people want them to want Jalen Ramsey. I'll explain it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.